From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, e-commerce giant Coupang is fined around $409 million for the massive personal information breach that affected 37.5 million customers. South Korea and the European Union launched negotiations to establish a bilateral information security agreement to boost defense cooperation amid the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. And police raid the National Election Commission headquarters and regional election commissions as part of an investigation into the June 3rd local elections ballot shortages. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. E-commerce giant Coupang has been fined a total of around $409 million for the massive personal information breach that affected 37.5 million of its customers last year. It's the largest fine to date for a single data breach in the country. Eileen Cahill has more.
The government has slapped Coupang with fines and other penalties amounting to around 624.7 billion won, or some $409 million, over the massive personal information breach that occurred last year. The Personal Information Protection Commission announced its decision against the e-commerce giant on Thursday.
The committee's investigation revealed that this incident occurred not due to sophisticated hacking methods, but due to Coupang's inadequate basic security management system and negligence.
The data breach compromised the names, phone numbers, addresses, and order histories of nearly two-thirds of South Korea's adult population. 2 weeks after the leak was discovered in November last year, President Lee Jae-myung criticized Coupang's C-suite for failing to detect the unauthorized network intrusion for nearly 5 months. The data breach has also strained South Korea's ties with the U.S., which has accused Seoul of using the case as an excuse to unfairly target a successful American company. The South Korean government has issued corrective orders requiring Coupang to reinforce safety measures to prevent a recurrence. Coupang says it will launch a legal challenge to dispute the penalties, which are the highest ever in a case of this nature in South Korea. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea and the European Union are launching negotiations to establish a bilateral information security agreement in a bid to boost defense cooperation. On Wednesday, President Lee Jae-myung discussed a wide range of issues with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Luis Santos da Costa at the EU headquarters in Brussels. The two sides are looking to reinvent the bilateral relationship amid the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Baek Ju-yeon has more.
South Korea and the European Union have decided to launch negotiations toward a bilateral information security pact as part of efforts to boost defense cooperation. President Lee Jae-myung and leaders of the European Union held a joint news conference after their bilateral summit at the EU headquarters in Brussels on Wednesday.
With growing uncertainty in the international order, security in the Indo-Pacific region and security in Europe are increasingly interconnected. I hope that the Security of Information Agreement will be adopted soon so that Korea and the EU can share confidential information safely.
These are just some of the many reasons why I say with confidence that Korea is one of Europe's closest partners in the Indo-Pacific region and on the global stage. And I'm deeply convinced that the best is yet to come.
South Korea and the EU are reformulating their ties amid geopolitical uncertainties, including conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. The envisioned Security of Information Agreement Pact is designed to enable the two sides to safely share and protect classified intelligence and sensitive data. In a joint statement, the two sides condemned military cooperation between North Korea and Russia, calling it illegal and a factor in enabling Russia to continue its war on Ukraine. Having wrapped up his diplomatic schedule in Brussels, he is in Rome for a three-day state visit to Italy. Pedro and KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung has arrived in Italy for a state visit, the second stop on his European tour. Two Italian fighter jets escorted the presidential plane Wednesday as it entered Italy's airspace in a show of respect, and he was welcomed by a lineup of Army, Navy, Air Force, and police personnel after landing at Rome Fiumicino Leonardo da Vinci International Airport. The South Korean leader is set to hold summit talks with Italian President Sergio Mattarella on Thursday, followed by a joint press announcement and a state dinner. He is also scheduled to hold the summit with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and attend an event to exchange memorandums of understanding between the two sides. Police have commenced a raid of the National Election Commission headquarters and regional election commissions as part of an investigation into ballot shortages during the June 3rd local elections. The Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency began the search at 9 a.m. Thursday at the NEC headquarters in Gwacheon, Gyeonggi Province, as well as at regional commissions in Seoul's Songpa, Seocho, Gangnam, Gwangjin, and Dongjak districts where shortages were reported. The election watchdog and the regional commissions could face charges under the Public Official Election Act and breach of duty charges, with former NEC chairperson Noh Tae-ak, former Secretary General Heo Chul-hun, and others listed as suspects on the search warrant. The raid involves approximately 100 personnel from the Wide Area Investigation Unit, the National Office of Investigation, and digital forensic agents, as well as three prosecutors and several other investigators from a joint prosecution police team. The investigation comes as a blockade of a ballot counting center in Songpa District continues for the seventh day, with protesters claiming their constitutional rights were violated and demanding a revote. The United States launched a second day of airstrikes in Iran hours after President Donald Trump warned American forces would hit Iran hard as he pressed for a deal to end the war. Trump told Fox News on Wednesday that the self-defense strikes involved the deployment of 49 Tomahawk missiles and reportedly hit positions about 60 kilometers outside Tehran and along Iran's southwestern coast. Trump also said Iranian officials had called him directly to request a halt to U.S. bombing attacks. In response, Iran immediately denied any dialogue with Trump. As the ceasefire between the two sides continued to crumble, Iran announced the closure of the Strait of Hormuz again, while the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it carried out drone strikes early Thursday on U.S. bases in Bahrain and Kuwait. The number of newly employed people has fallen for the first time in 17 months, with hiring in the manufacturing sector experiencing a sharp drop in May amid the protracted war in Iran. According to data from the Ministry of Data and Statistics on Thursday, the number of people age 15 and older who found jobs last month marked 29.12 million, 40,000 fewer than a year earlier. The last time the country reported a decline in new jobs was in December 2024, following former President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law declaration. The employment rate in May was 63.3%, down half a percentage point from the same month last year, marking a second consecutive year-on-year loss. Hiring in the manufacturing sector decreased by 140,000 to continue a 23-month streak, primarily due to surging oil prices, instability in raw material supplies, and disruption in exports stemming from the crisis in the Middle East. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 33.13 points, or 0.43% on Thursday, to close at 7,763.95. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 45.3 points, or 4.76%, to close at 996.93. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.